This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Go coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Different, isn't it? Yeah, I know. But nonetheless, here we go. Coming down out of low orbit as we skim the surface. And there he is, the cruise director at Planet Rick. That would be one Rick Ector. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man, good afternoon to you, man. I hope everything is well. I hope the weather is absolutely gorgeous as it is here in southeastern Michigan. It's a little warm for me, man, but I'm coping. And how's everything your way, weather-wise, and you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I got to go have my back decompressed again tomorrow.
Okay.
And the weather, we've had nice sunny weather for the last 2 days. For a while there, it was beginning to look like the Philippines.
How are you, man?
Well, raining all the time. It's like a rainforest.
Oh, well, that's not good either. That does wonders for the lawn, though, and the garden. You know, you got a garden. It keeps the green grass.
Yes, yes.
As long as it doesn't overflow the system and you guys start getting floods, you know, where the sewers and stuff start backing up. You know, that's not
so cool. Far, that has not happened. So,
you know, that is definitely not cool. But,
no.
Man, I'm here on, you know, just sat down from Planet Rick, man, and a lot of things going on. You know, I'm doing classes, man. The phone is ringing off the hook, you know, and I haven't even had the opportunity or the need, shall I say, to even advertise, man. It's just word of mouth, and I just booked my next class that's not for another week, and now I'm booking a class that's, 3 weeks out right now. So life is good on the training end, man.
I'm kind of thinking that training will probably be, hopefully, finally, people will start understanding the need for training.
Well, I mean, we got the perfect storm right here right now, man. Figure, you know, the questions about the economy and how fit it is and what it's going to be like once all of these governmental handouts end, you know, businesses going out and some are not coming back. You know, some people are concerned about the food supply. And, yeah, there is a presidential election that typically, you know, has an influence on guns and you know, an election year. And folks are understandably buying guns, man. Not only are people heavily interested in training, I have an off-the-chart request for people who want consultations. They went out and they bought a gun and didn't know exactly what they were doing, and they want someone to actually teach them how to use it and teach them fundamental safety. So right now, at least in Metro Detroit, man, it is, I swear to God, it is a great day to be a firearm friend.
There you go. Well, I mean, that's the thing. I've been waiting to see training become a thing because it has not been a thing for the longest time. And we've had a bunch of frenzy buyings and everything, although I don't know that I've actually existed at a moment in the United States like this one.
You know, like I said, there's a couple of influences that are simultaneously occurring, and you know, people are, you know, easily, you know, it's easily understood that people are unnerved, and rightly so. I mean, I have my own personal concerns, but I try to keep them in proper perspective, man. You do everything that you can do, and hope for the best and see what happens. But, you know, it's a great day to be a trainer. You know, one of the other things that's really occupying that gray matter in my head, man, is, you know, getting back to the business of giving, you know, a ton of women a free shooting lesson. You know, there is a great opportunity that's presenting itself for me to do this event on two different locations on the same weekend, you know, one day Saturday all day and one day Sunday all day. Now, my current record of giving women a free shooting lesson is 814. Well, man, you know, there's an opportunity for me to not only, of course, equal last year's record, but to hit that elusive goal that I've been chasing for years, give 1,000 women a free shooting lesson. But, man, there's a chance. I mean, given all the favorable conditions that we're experiencing simultaneously, there's a chance I might blow 1,000 out of the water, man.
I would imagine so. Mike, are you having trouble finding ammo?
I haven't personally, but, you know, I've been hoarding and stockpiling ammo for my own personal, you know, selfish needs for a while now. And gentlemen that have been donating ammo to me for my women's event, you know, I put that request in early, and you know, I'm so glad to have sponsors that are looking out for me and making sure that I have what I need.
Yep.
Gun ranges have what they need for their regular customers, but there are many ranges that are, you know, rationing the ammo. You know, a lot of times some places here, you know, they won't let you walk out the door with ammo unless you're buying a gun or
right. If
you're actually shooting that day. So, you know, and there's a guy I know here locally who's actually a ammunition manufacturer. And he's running shifts like crazy just to keep up with demand and satisfying past orders. And he's really doing his best to just stay even with orders coming in, man. So it's a really interesting time. And you know what? When we look back on it, man, it may eclipse handgun buying and ammunition buying. It might break all sorts of records and go into territories we haven't ventured forward in ever. So it's a very interesting and exciting time to be associated with the gun industry.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I was talking to the guys at CZ today. They have got guns going out like just about 24/7 right now. And they're trying to keep up with it. And then there's Franklin Armory, they've got the same thing going on. Spikes, all these people have got all these. June was the biggest month they've ever had for gun sales, I think, this past June.
And, you know, people are calling me, and they want consultations on how to pick the right gun for them in lieu of not being able to get into my next concealed carry class, concealed pistol license training class. And, you know, I have a standard process I run people through how to pick the best gun for them, but that's all predicated on there being a full complement of guns, you know, on the market, man. I know at least a couple of gun ranges I frequently, regularly, you know, a gun a lot of people tend to gravitate towards the Glock Model 17 9mm, man. No one can, like, have them in stock, man. I swear, as soon as they come out the box and go on the shelf, they're going right out the door being sold, so... You know, it's a crazy, exciting time to be affiliated with the gun and firearm and ammunition industry right now. And, like I said, I think we may be in uncharted territory.
We may be. I mean, it's one of those things. Now, we're getting ready to come up on the first break. Where would they go to find Rick Ector?
Man, I would tell people, you know, the best place I would like for them to go, man, is to check out my channel, Rick Ector, on Planet Rick at youtube.com/DetroitCCW. I can be found on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and, of course, at my normal time here on the Bill Frady Show at 6 p.m.
Or whatever we're doing. We'll be right back.
Whatever time you got me on. I'm on at 5 today, man. I'm on at 4 today, right?
Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Rick Ector on Planet Rick. And do you know what you want to talk about there, Rick?
I do, man. And, you know, it's a little change of pace, man. But, you know, there's these incidents that have all three simultaneously risen to the top of the public consciousness, not only in the nation, but here, especially in the state of Michigan, man. And I want to focus on usage of your firearm, particularly deadly force, man, whether it's actually discharging it or whether using it as a defense tool to ward off perceived danger. And there are three cases, three stories, man, that I just could not get away from. As a matter of fact, I did a local interview this morning here in Detroit, which is why I can't shake it with all the public social media commentary I'm getting on my channel. You know, it concerns itself, you know, this one case locally, it dealt with, you know, this incident that occurred yesterday, man. And it was a man who's 34 years of age. He's no longer with us. He's dead because he got into an altercation with another guy. Seems that this guy was in a vehicle. He was driving. And apparently something went on with this man and woman who were on bicycles, of all things, right? And so the man, you know, whatever got him upset, he decided to pull over and remove himself from his vehicle to go argue with the bicyclist. And, oh, by the way, he grabbed a knife and took the knife with him to the bicyclist, and it was such a display that the woman who was with the bicyclist, right, the woman who was with the bicyclist who had this dispute with this guy in a car, the woman of the guy who was being the selected for victimization, shot one time and killed the guy with the knife, man. And there are so many things that I can unpack from that incident, man. But the most important thing that I think should rise to the top, that should be at everyone's understanding, is that lethal force, whether it's with a knife or with a gun or some other tool, it should most assuredly be in a situation that is completely unavoidable, man. The last thing you want to do is escalate a situation like a traffic dispute or some type of car incident on the road, and all of a sudden you want to get out of the vehicle and escalate it to the next level. You know what? Had cooler heads prevailed, they could have just kept it moving, man.
Right.
If you have a problem with someone who's on the road, if you're on the road, or you're on a bicycle, or you're on a motorcycle, or whatever your case may be, let it go and just go on with your life, man. And we wouldn't even be talking about this on the Bill Frady's Lock and Low radio show, man. But a couple of things that also bubbled out of this case. Did you hear about this case, by the way? That happened in
Detroit? I did not.
It happened in Detroit, of all places, man, downtown Detroit. And the one thing that really, you know, a lot of people are talking about with regards to this case is this whole thing about a knife-wielding person being shot by a person with a gun. Let me ask you, Bill, and I'm asking you to put on your personal protection dude persona, man.
Yes, sir.
Which do you fear more? Which do you fear more, a person presenting a threat with a knife or a person presenting a threat with a gun?
That's a loaded question. If the person with a knife is...
Loaded question. I see what you did there.
Well, I mean, it's if they're within 21 feet or closer, the person with the knife can get to me. About the time I'm bringing the gun up, I might shoot him, but he's going to probably stick me with the knife a couple of times for my trouble.
And, you know, that was the point that I had to make at least once on a local radio show in discussing this particular incident, man. Within the 20 feet distance,
right,
a knife is very deadly, very dangerous. Someone who knows how to use it can, in fact, kill you. And you know what? Unless you're moving, you might actually be having your hand on your gun trying to pull it out of your trigger before you identify the threat and you are stabbed and killed to death, man. So, yeah, that's the point that I really want to make sure that people take from this incident. And the other thing, man, that I got from this incident is take your woman to the gun range, man. Take her to the range and make sure that she knows how to shoot. After all, one day, she might be the difference between you living and dying. Just the simple fact that she had her gun and she came to your defense and saved your life. So that's got me thinking, man. You know, the woman that's in my life, she has a concealed carry license, and she has a gun. She owns a gun, and she carries it, you know, fairly frequently. Let me ask, does your significant other have a gun, man? Is she armed? She has a carry license.
She does not have one yet, although I think she's planning on getting one.
Now, is this something that she's been thinking about, or are you trying to do the gentle nod?
No, I mean, you know who all she hangs out with. I mean, she hangs out with you. She hangs out with a lot of trainers, and every trainer, whether it's you or Jaeger or Fisher, all of them are like, hey, do you carry a gun? So she has been thinking to herself, she wants to learn how to shoot and she wants to carry a gun. And I think she's already got her eye on one of mine. So my supply will go down by one shortly.
And yeah, man, and by implication, not only do you want the woman in your life to have a gun and to be well-trained in the operation of that gun, so in case she ever needs to defend her life, you know what? And this one particular case that happened here in the city of Detroit this last night, she might actually save your life, man. And I will tell you, that to me is worth the investment. It is worth the time to make sure that you get in that couple time at the gun range and the two of y'all are sending lead downrange toward the target, man. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, keep her happy, man. Keep her happy and make her want you around. So, yeah, she will entertain the idea of actually defending you.
Now,
oh, man.
I tell you what, we're headed into the next break. Tell them once again how to find you, please, sir.
Rick Ector, I'm legally armed in Detroit. You can find me on YouTube. Over 2,400 independently published videos on YouTube under Detroit CCW. I'm at Legally Armed in Detroit, DetroitCCW.com, and you can find me on all the major social media platforms, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter.
Very good, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is celebrating another strong jobs report. The Labor Department reporting 4.8 million jobs were added in the month of June.
This is the largest monthly jobs gain in the history of our country. The unemployment rate fell by more than 2 percentage points, down to just about 11%. We're down to the 11% number. We started at a number very much higher than that. As you know, we broke the record last month, and We broke it again this month in an even bigger way.
AAA reports 97% of vacations will be road trips this summer. Health experts say if you need to stop and eat, order the food to go. Experts are also saying to designate one person to pump gas and then have them wash or sanitize their hands thoroughly. Reports out there say 7 of 10 hotel rooms are empty because people are driving straight through to their destinations. This is USA Radio News. A special federal unit will be deployed across the country for the July 4th weekend in order to protect federal monuments and statues from a possible fresh wave of domestic extreme vandalism. That's according to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf. Wolf telling Fox and Friends,
"What we've seen is really this lawlessness over the past 4 weeks in a variety of communities. And the president, the administration, we're taking some really strong action. So we surged federal resources here into the D.C. area about 4 weeks ago to put down a lot of these violent protests. We've seen a number of arrests. We've seen an executive order from the president. And what the department's doing is as we go into this July 4th holiday, we want to make sure that federal properties, federal facilities, buildings, statues, monuments that the Department of Homeland Security protects, we want to make sure that we have the personnel there and ready."
Big changes coming at Ford Motor Company as they're halting production of the iconic Lincoln Continental. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Rick Hector. We're on Planet Rick right now. We were just now talking distance and which is worse, a gun guy or a knife guy, and how that's relative. And where are we going now, sir?
Man, it's the other case that's in the public consciousness, man, over in St. Louis, Missouri. Now, certainly you're familiar with this case where there's this mob of people that are conducting, I guess, their version of the march upon, you know, the mayor's residence in St. Louis, Missouri, right? And it's a huge group of people, and they're having a protest, and they have something to say, and they want the mayor to take notice, whether they want the mayor to step down or to immediately address their concerns. But there is a photo of this older couple. They look like they're probably, you know, high 50s, early 60s. There's the gentleman with the long gun. And then there's, I guess, his companion, the woman, and she's got this little itty bitty, teensy little bitty gun in her hand.
Right.
Familiar with that story?
I am.
Now, the thing that a lot of people are talking about in this particular story is the case or the situation of, or the issue of, were the couple breaking the law? And if so, what?
Are you asking me what I think of it?
Yeah, what do you think of it? What's your take?
Well, see, the video starts after they have already come in. And, there's talk they broke in and there's talk that they walked in. And maybe it broke after they walked in. I don't know. Anyway, so the video, before it actually starts, parts of the Antifa group, some of them were armed. Some of them were wearing plate carriers, and one of them apparently held up a couple of magazines and banged them together and told the homeowner, which his name I think is Mark McCluskey,
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to kill you and your wife and your dog and burn your house down. At that moment, when that happened, neither one of them had a gun in their hands. They went inside and got guns and came back out. They were actually inside the house until all that happened, but they were visible and they were taunting them from outside.
Okay.
And the word is that you could not get to the mayor's house from their house.
Huh.
So, the other part is that, and I've seen the Soros-funded district attorney in that city talking about she's going to investigate it, bring charges and everything. She's out there stating that this was on public property and everything, but it's in a gated community. In a gated community, the rules don't apply. That's how that works. I mean, there are no public sidewalks. There are no public streets. It's gated. It's private.
Yeah, man. And, like I said, these visuals and these images, man, they're everywhere. It's like it's breaking the internet. The constant thing that we're seeing over and over again, is that the couple, they're visibly armed. And the thing that you're seeing over and over again is that they're aiming the gun at the protesters. And is that proper or is that some type of violation? See? The thing that I know is that here in Michigan, it's unless you have, obviously you're using the gun and you're actively in the act of defending yourself, it's not looked upon favorably for aiming and pointing guns at people. Granted, a huge mob assembling and marching through your property or in front of your property, yeah, that would most assuredly give me a reason for concern, and I would most assuredly be concerned about my safety, maybe even potential damage to my home. But I would say there's a fine line between a show of force and then pointing guns at you. You're going to point guns at people, you know what? I think, personally, you need to have a darn good reason, like people pointing guns at you. And if someone's pointing a gun at me, I'm going to do more than just point one back, right? So
right.
This thing is a very highly emotionally charged event. And I will tell you, man, I have never had a group of people, a throng of people walk and march towards my property, and whatever things that they were saying and chanting, yeah, I'm sure it could create an unsettling experience. But unless, and here's the thing, we don't have all the facts, but unless you can articulate some facts that a specific incident or set of situations or set of actions are directly putting your life in imminent fear of great bodily harm, sexual assault, or death, generally, the law frowns upon you pointing guns at it.
Yes. However, now, you and I both know this. If you look at what the CDC says, Gary Kleck, Dr. John Lott, what these guys say about people that defend themselves with guns per year, and let's go with the CDC figure because it's the biggest one. It's the easiest one to round up. So they say up to 3 million defensive gun uses a year. Would you agree with that?
I know I've heard the 2 million, but if it's now 3 million, okay, I'll rock.
Well, I mean, that's what came out when Barack Obama ordered them to investigate gun violence. That's what they came up with in 2013 in June, 3 million.
Okay.
So that breaks down to about 8,000 times a day people are stopping crimes with guns. And I'll bet you some of those people are pointing guns at people to get them to break off. And I don't remember seeing the guy bringing his rifle up. I do remember seeing the lady with her Walter PPK walking around like it was a party favor. And
right.
She needs a Rick Ector class. Absolutely. She needs a Rick Ector class. But
not in this one, but the next one, yeah.
Yeah. But the obvious thing is that, like so many of those defensive gun uses that we have seen before, nobody got shot.
And that's a good thing. But
they called the cops, and The problem is that when the cops, you know, I'm not going to go through the whole cliche thing. If I see 300 people on my lawn,
right?
Well, I'm going to call the cops. I may keep them on the phone. I may wear a headset so I can look like one of those CIA guys while I'm out there. But I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to try to keep them from coming close. I don't want them to come in the house. I don't want them to wreck my property. I don't want them to kill me, my wife, or my dog. So, and I'm going to try, what I'm going to try to do is to get them to go away from me.
Right.
I don't want to shoot any of them. I don't want to make it a killing field or anything, because I'm almost certain, the more I look at this, and you know, this couple is sort of left-leaning. They're Democrats. They actually sympathize with Black Lives Matter, and they're upset that they've taken away from the Black Lives Matter movement by in their moment where they had to defend their home. But, you know, at the same time, it's interesting that a couple of leftists would come out of a house that looks like it should be in one of the, one of the Ocean's 11 movies on Lake Como, and coming out there with an AR-15 and a Walther PPK.
Well, you know, one of the myths or misconceptions that many people have, they tend to try to paint the average gun owner as being right-leaning or Republicans or conservatives. Man, let me tell you, everybody, every demographic has a gun. They may not necessarily want you to have one, but to protect themselves, their homes, and their significant others, yeah, they all have guns. And you know what? Regardless of how you feel about political issues or candidates, yeah, one of the basic tenets of being in America.
Second Amendment.
To protect your home. And you know what?
Coming up on the next break, we'll finish this when we get on the other side. This is Rick Ector's Planet Rick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load, and we are, well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector from Rick's Firearms Academy, legally armed in Detroit, and a whole host of other things that he does. Rick?
Yeah, man. And there probably, he is. And probably the biggest, hottest, most news-garnering interest that is definitely captivating everyone's attention is this incident that happened in a small town right outside the city of Detroit limit, man, that happened in Lake Orion Township. There's this picture of this woman that is basically breaking the internet. She has a pistol in her hand, and she's yelling and screaming at this woman and her daughter, telling them to back up and get away. Apparently, there was a incident that happened, and it just escalated out of control. The incident that escalated was an alleged bumping of persons, right? Like you bump into someone, right? You bump into someone, and next thing you know, if someone doesn't say, excuse me, or I'm sorry, you know, things can just go places where you'd rather they not go. And you know what? I've been bumped by people before, inadvertently, accidentally, and guess what? All of them didn't say, excuse me or sorry. Was I miffed? Sure. Did I think the other person was impolite and rude? Sure. But you know what? I kept it moving, man. I kept it moving. You know why I kept it moving? believe myself to be in that type of situation where I need to be getting into altercations with people where things can escalate and get possibly out of control, man. But in any case, are you familiar with this incident, by the way?
I'm not familiar with that one either. I'm just not paying attention.
This one right here is breaking the internet, man. And so ultimately, and you know, there's a lot of different facts that are possibly in dispute, man, and a lot of discussion. As a matter of fact, me and a gentleman by the name of Terry Johnson, he's a lawyer by trade, and he represents firearm legal protection. That's that service that I offer, you know, to my students to recover their legal fees if they're involved in the shooting. You know, he was served as the lawyer with the legal expertise, and I served as the firearms dude, right, to give my perspective on tactics and personal experiences of not only myself and of my students, man, and offer some commentary on the incident, man. Obviously, if there's an altercation of some sort, you hope that you don't put yourself in a situation where you're, you know, escalating it, man, but you know, one of the big points that really comes out of this incident is that the one woman, you know, at some point she produced a firearm and she's pointing it at, you know, the two women, you know, the woman and her teenage daughter. And, you know, the thing is, man, as my friend, the criminal defense attorney, Terry Johnson, always says, your problems will start as soon as your gun come out of the holster. And, yeah. If you pull your gun out before, in some cases, whether you're justified or not, if you're not justified, you're kind of stuck in that no man's land, right?
Yep.
If you weren't justified in shooting someone, then you probably shouldn't pull it out, right? If you pull it out and you start pointing it at people, man, now you're kind of in no man's land, because now, depending on what point are relevant to the investigation, now you could be charged with assault, and now you could be charged with brandishing, right?
What town in Michigan did this happen in?
This happened in the Lake Orion Township, right outside, well, not right outside Detroit, but not too far from Detroit.
Lake Orion?
Yeah, Lake Orion, yeah. So this is a story that is breaking the internet.
That's the second thing that pops up. That's the
right.
thing.
If you ever wanted to know what Lake Orion was, right? Well, yeah, it's in Michigan. And oh, yeah, by the way, you're probably interested in this highly politically charged gun incident that happened in this town that nobody talks about, right? And it concerns itself with this woman who was with a man. And there's an altercation that involved this other woman who had a teenage daughter who's recording this incident. And I'm not sure if she was broadcasting it live over the internet, but she definitely was capturing video. You know, the question then becomes, well, how much of the video did she capture or didn't capture? But what's plainly clear is that the one woman who has the gun, she's armed, her gun is drawn, and she's aiming it, and she's yelling. Is she justified or not justified? You know, as we were talking about on the radio show, there's a whole lot to the story we don't know. But, man, I tell you, that's not a good-looking visual for a prosecutor.
No, I would have to say she, just based on what I've read so far, if all they did was bump into each other as one was coming out of the restaurant and one was going in the restaurant, no, that's unjustified. You can't pull out a gun to settle arguments.
I agree.
If you have to pull out a gun, and she was riding with somebody. Who's driving the vehicle? I'm watching a video of her getting in her vehicle.
The man there.
Okay. Yeah.
The extent of their relationship, I don't know. But, you know, it was not a good moment, man. And from what I'm reading, the local media accounts, the law enforcement community is going to be forwarding over a package over to the prosecutor for possible charges.
Well, I mean, what is the brandishing law in Michigan?
Well, Michigan is something to the effect of you produce a firearm and you're waving it with a flourish in a menacing manner, you know, presumably to instill fear in another person.
So sort of like that lady was doing.
Yeah, sort of like that lady was doing, but probably I would think it would probably be geared more towards an assault, you know, is what I think is probably what it's going to work out to. And based on, you know, Michigan law, hell, it might even actually be felony firearm. You know, anytime certain offenses here in Michigan, you know, you become eligible for an enhancement for 2 year mandatory sentence, you know, before you start doing time for any other, you know, related charge. But, you know, it drives home the central point that I talk about constantly and incessantly, is that if you have a firearm, it is a tool of last resort. It is not something that you would use to settle arguments, parking disputes, anything that does not rise to the level of putting your life in imminent danger.
Yeah.
And highly questionable whether that happened or not, but I'm open to the idea if there's some evidence I have not seen.
Now, I'm just, what I'm reading, she was already in the vehicle, and they took a step towards the vehicle, and then she jumped out with her gun out. She was headed away. She had the exit in her sights, and she decided to get out and engage. And I think that's probably going to be a thing to where she might, even if she had been trained by Rick Hector, she might be losing that permit.
Oh, no, she was most assuredly not. And you know what? That's one of the first things I looked at. I'm like, let me see the name. Let me see the face. Okay, fine. That's not me. She must have took the $40 class offered by one of my competitors that operates on volume.
So. There you go. There you go. We're running out of time here. Real quick before we do, how about tell everybody all the different ways that they can find Rick Hector?
Google my name, Rick Hector, RICKECTOR. Please drop by my YouTube channel and check out over 2,200 videos on YouTube. I'm on all the social media platforms, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And, of course, always Planet Rick touches down normally at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here. I'm here today at 4. Who knows when Bill will have me next week, but guess what? I will be there.
It'll probably be on a Thursday. Who knows? Thank you for joining me this evening.
Hey, man, thank you for having me. Take care, and be careful out there, man.
Very good. Coming up next, you've heard the ad on here from Front Sight. We're going to be joined by Dr. Ignatius Piazza and talk about the importance of training with these classes they've been offering. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.